like you're having a little bit of a challenging day.
Yeah, well, it started off, you had to start late because you were busy. So that was the first strike. And then I tried to get into Restream. And Restream, you can get into the application, but when I started the live stream, it said it was having problems, so I contacted support. And then they said, yeah, the whole server is having a problem, their whole system, which is not good. And all day I've been struggling with my audio VeloBox. VeloBox is my audio streamer, and that controls all the audio only going out. So that hasn't been working for about a week now, which is really annoying as I'll get out. So that's been down. And I've been struggling trying to figure that one out. And that one's not easy. And I tried to get a hold of Velo, but Velo said is hard to get a hold of these days. And it's really hard if you can't get on to the Velo box. We couldn't figure out why. And then I noticed the Velo box kept turning itself off. So maybe it's a hardware failure, which is quite possible. I'm not used to dealing with hardware failures, to be honest. Most of the computers I've had, they just don't die. And I got some old ones. But this little box here, it kept turning off, which is where all the audio is processed. So I tried to duplicate that, but I don't have a backup to VeloBox. I tried to set that up, and then I found I was missing a couple passwords, and he has them, and I can't get a hold of him. So it's just, I only have limited amounts of time because I work for a living. So it's quite frustrating, and I have other things to do. So now I'm on my backup to the backup. This is something I set up last week because I just wanted to stream some shows when I wasn't here. So I was trying to figure that out. So I was using a program called OBS, so now we're going OBS only to FacoTube. So you say that my audio is low. Okay, well. Desktop audio. Well, you say my audio is low. I'm not quite sure how to max that up. I guess I could figure that one out. How am I sounding to you? Tiago?
You sound great. You're coming in loud and clear to me. How do I sound? Pretty good?
You sound fine. So Not Shock says, sounds good to him. So thank you, Not Shocked. So Not Shocked says we're good there. And hello, Jacquois. Epic Souls, you want to sound off? You're here every night. How are we sounding tonight? Epic Souls will weigh in.
Jacquois is here too?
Yeah, Jacquois. He's in the FacoTube chat.
Hello, Jacquois. What's going on, brother? I love listening to him.
Okay, and Epic Soul says your Steam has slowed down with a spinning circle like before you paid for faster speed. So he's saying we're slow. That's interesting. My stream has slowed down. I don't know what that means. I don't know how my stream could be slow, but okay. Might have something to do with the way I'm sending it out. Maybe it comes out from my computer a little more slowly. So this is sort of a backup system. At least it's working. At least it can hear me. Now, of course, because I don't have Restream, we could not connect to Tiago's group. Not Shock says Tiago sounds fine as well. Do you know how... do you want to bring up the FacoTube chat? Let me send you the link. I'm going to send you the link to the FacoTube chat. I'm going to send it to you in Discord.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to send you the link here. And so go to your Discord and look at your direct messages. And there's a link to bring up the chat so you can see it too. And accept my friend request if you don't mind on Discord in case we get disconnected from whatever.
Okay, so I just plug that. This link will take you to... Are you sure you want to go there?
Yeah,
just click yes.
Click trust. Trust. Okay. Trust, my brother. Trust.
I've had a lot of women tell me that.
Yeah.
It didn't go so well.
Well, don't tell me your social problems now. I got enough problems. I got problems come out of my yin yang.
All right, I'm in. I see the chat.
Okay, cool. are you able to see some past chats? Do they all come up?
Yeah, they're all. Let me see here. Load more. I see like five chats on.
That's
there right
it.
Now.
That's
yeah.
all there were. Okay, and just accept my friend request if you can on Discord.
Okay, and how the heck do I do that?
Well, it should be at the top of our message there, above the message I sent you. It should be something about accept friend.
There it is. Okay, I see it there.
Hey, you. Okay, we're friends now. See, we weren't friends before, but now we're friends.
Perfect. I didn't even know it has that option.
Well, what that means is if you leave the Discord, if you leave the Fakeologist server, then we can still talk. Okay? The way it works is you can only talk with people on the server you share with. Okay? So if you don't share a server with anyone, you can't talk to them unless you make them your friend. That's how it works. That's just another little trick of Discord. Of course, you can always use email if you want to talk to somebody, but a lot of people get stuck in their little social media worlds where they're all together. Now, if you want to call in, you can call in. Just go to fakeologist.com/contact and get the numbers, 810-666-1984, 902-400-1984. Now, Diego, were you going to get Restream this week so you could connect your Facebook?
Yeah, I tried getting it this afternoon, and I put in my payment details and twice, and it wasn't accepting it.
So everything was screwed up there. Everything.
Yeah, I did it twice, and I didn't really have enough time to mess around here, so I sent them an email, or tried contacting them, and I don't see an email back from them yet. So I'm assuming from what you're telling me. I guess their platform or website or whatever was down today. So I'll try again tomorrow.
Yeah, it's still down. I guess they have all hands on deck to try and get their technical issues get going. So no point in taking your account if they can't even deliver to their other accounts. This is the problem with all these centralized servers. Even though Restream, I know there's ways to simulate Restream and not be hostage to their nonsense. Because I'm guessing if someone wants to attack a service like Restream, it's going to affect all their customers. They probably have thousands of customers, so that's a big deal, actually. A big problem. It's just like attacking, even my phone system was attacked, the provider, and they were out for a month. That must have cost them millions. Someone just kept...
I mean, it's... I went to go make a payment today. I was going to pay for the whole year. They lost money there today.
Yeah. Electronics or websites are very vulnerable. And if you rely on them for money and someone decides to just start attacking you just by sending a million requests to your website and clogging it up, it's like jamming the front doors of a store. Nobody can get in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So your Died Suddenly backup group has 128,000 members right now. And now I see you guys are using the word cupcakes.
I guess they are, yeah. I didn't even tell anyone to do that. It just organically goes that way.
I've seen really disgusting pictures of people's toes and their legs. I wish I could. Are we sure that is this really happening to people, do you think? Have you ever seen anyone with toes and legs like this? Well, you're a paramedic, of course.
Yeah, I've seen many, mostly in diabetics, to be honest with you. Their peripherals get necrotic. So that is normal. My grandfather had it before he passed away. But my grandfather had a severe diabetes, and he had his leg amputated. And it started with the black toes, and
that's really gross. So, that's the first thing on top of Died Suddenly news. Yeah, that's really harsh. Now, is that just someone in your experience that is neglecting maintenance of their diabetes? I need to know this because
it's one of two things. It's one of two things. You're correct in saying that, because my grandfather was a alcoholic, mm-hmm. and he never took care of himself. So yes, in his case, absolutely, it was because he was neglecting his body, never took his medication, never looked after his diet, etc., etc. Now the other case is there something that you can inject into your body that will accelerate that process, even if you're doing everything correctly? That is a question I don't know, and I'm leaning towards yes, because anything that you're, any poisons that you're putting into your body can't be good for you, right? So
you're,
I'm
talking
assuming,
about legal drugs, yeah. or illegal drugs, really?
Yeah, we're back, you know, the big vaccines, right? So if we're talking in this case, from what you're, that picture that you're seeing, one that I'm looking at right now about the necrotic toes, then yes, the vaccines probably can accelerate that, because she already has bad blood flow to begin with. She's a severe diabetic. So when you add these poisons in there, it kills their red blood cells. So it causes them to coagulate more. And this is the result that you get.
In this case, the poster of this picture says her mother was not diabetic. That's pretty sad.
Yeah.
Both of them are telling her it's related to the vaccine. Both are specialists. It seems like the doctors are at least telling their patients what they think it is. So at least some doctors are telling the truth, at least to their patients, when they come in with this horrible condition. So that's I think that's progress, because I'm not sure they would have done that 2 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I don't know what the medical boards are doing now, but it seems they're kind of telling their patients in not so many words that these vaccines are no good. But, you know, everybody here at Fakeologist knew that long time ago. I mean, nobody had to tell us what was going on. We all knew from the start this was going to be a disaster. You know, nothing good can come out of this. But and now I guess you're seeing the repercussions of all of this.
Yeah, it's pretty disgusting, pretty sad. All right, so at least everything is broadcasting properly on the FakoTube, so I'm happy about that. Looks like we have 11 people with us tonight. And again, hopefully in the next few days, I'm going to figure out to get the audio back, just the audio only back. And in the meantime, you're just going to have to use FakoTube, which is working quite well. Thank you very much. And thanks to your donations, I can keep that going, because that does cost some serious do-re-mi, especially as it gets more popular. So, Diego, what's happening with Died Suddenly News this week? Any news other than the fact that it's got 128,000 people? How long do you think it can keep going before they whack that again? Because I'm guessing it's going to happen. I'm sure you're expecting.
Yeah,
it.
We got another backup group already, you know, ready to go. So, you know, they're going to do what they're going to do. The fact is, they're not going to be able to hide this for that much longer. So, we'll see what happens. I don't know where it's going to end. I think I seen a video the other day. Maybe you have as well, of some Pfizer executive talking about that they didn't do any testing, something along those lines. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm really getting sick of the stories, actually. I can't remember what the latest is, because they're just BS stories. You know they're BS. You know, these guys have been lying their asses off the whole time. So anytime they come up with a new lie to distract us, I don't even care, because we know the central lie is that these things help you. They don't. They hurt you. That's it. There's end of story. We don't really have to get into how much they hurt you, although if they kill you, I guess that's more important than if they just hurt you. But there's just something I don't even know, because I try and I'm now kind of on ignore mode with whatever Bourla. I don't even know if it's a real person. It looks like he wears a mask. It looks like it could. I'm talking about a latex mask, so I don't even know if there's a legal entity in this world called Bourla, for instance. I think they're just characters. So, for instance, if you went to prosecute the guy, he would not exist legally. That's my take.
It's possible, yeah. I mean, they seem like retro characters from a movie. So it's just, who knows, right? So
I really don't think there is a Bourla. I think I heard today Moderna has a new injection, an mRNA injection, to treat myocarditis. It allegedly can build heart tissue. And I think it's been the goal there the whole time to just sell everyone on this idea that mRNA injections can solve all human problems, even the ones they create. Does that make any sense? You can inject something into someone to make their heart tissue reform? Does that not sound like complete magic, complete BS to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, from what you're explaining to me, I think they just want to give you a reason just to put that shit in you. They don't care how they do it, whether it's through an mRNA supposed vaccine or a flu vaccine or even an antibiotic. It wouldn't surprise me. Any way to get it into you.
In Canada, the top news. One news story is Ontario opens bivalent boosters to those age 12 and over. So in Ontario, where I live, they're still pushing the needle for even children, which is disgusting because I thought it was mostly going away around the world. But maybe I'm wrong.
What the hell's a bivalent anyway? Is that like some magical name or some catchy
name? Oh, they're just
name?
Saying it covers two different strains at once. Don't ask me what the two strains are.
What's the two magical strains floating in the air?
Well, do we know what strain we're up to today? Is it B4A296.15? And they come up with these cuckoo names to make it sound like they're really concentrating and really being able to identify and differentiate, but it's all smoke and mirrors as far as I can tell.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. I'm still waiting to catch one of these things. I haven't been sick in years, not even a sniffle. So with all these variants and B1As and Superman and Batman variants, I'm still waiting to get it. I must be lucky.
Well, you're kind of promoting the myth that you can catch something. We know that
I'm just letting them know that, you know, they have a forum to come talk about their injuries.
Mm-hmm. But as you and I both know, you can't catch anything. We're not contagious. Humans are not contagious. I don't even think STDs are contagious. I think there's something else happening in the body that manifests. So I don't even believe that's...
I just think it's an expression of being unhealthy. That's all. Simple.
Yes.
All it is.
Yes, yes. So obviously you're maintaining your health quite rigidly. I know you're a bit of a health nut, so you're careful what you put in your body, and you're careful to keep your machine oiled and moving to keep the fluids flowing so you don't start building up any kind of toxicity. I think you burn everything off as a cyclist, so I think you're doing what is required, what a good healthy body expects of the person.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's that simple, really. And if you overload the system, meaning your body, with too much junk and alcohol and drugs and bad food, it will express itself in the way that people, what they call a flu. Mm-hmm. That simple. A disease.
How toxic do you think alcohol is? Because that's one thing that North Americans or people worldwide, they just don't talk about it.
Well, people have died from alcohol poisoning, right? So it has happened. It's not good for you. I mean, I feel pretty bad when I was in my teens and early 20s. I want to have a whole bunch of drinks with the boys, and the next day I feel pretty bad, throwing up and... Mm-hmm. Flu-like symptoms, but it's not a flu. It's the body's expression trying to get that shit out of your body. That's all.
But how bad do you think even one drink is? Do you think that causes... Do you think that can be considered a poison? Is your body fighting to metabolize that? Is it doing any damage?
Damage? No. The body's trying to express it and express it out of your body. Mm-hmm. It doesn't like it, obviously, right? So it will try to, you know, expedite it out of your body as soon as possible. So when it does that, depending on the amount that you've had, mm-hmm. Your body will show an expression, no different than if you were to go take arsenic. Okay. If you took a minute amount of arsenic, nothing would happen, but your body would expel that. But if you took a little bit, you know, the more that you increase that arsenic, obviously you're gonna start showing symptoms of a poisoning, and your body's expressing itself that it doesn't like it and it's trying to get rid of it. So I think it's that simple, really. There's nothing magical floating in the air. I don't think there's anything going on like that, but it's just an expression. The body's expressing itself, that's all, to things it doesn't like. Now, whether alcohol, one drink, is going to hurt you, I don't think so. I just think the body recognizes that this is not what I want, and then expels it as soon as it can.
I'm just looking into Moderna right now, and I don't see the story that I read the other day. So maybe that was a BS story that I was looking at. Maybe. Oh, wait. Moderna CEO confirms new mRNA injection to repair heart muscles after heart attack. So it's not a fake story.
It's real? Yeah.
Well, it's a real story.
Oh, they say it's real? Yeah. Yeah.
A real story, but can you see my screen at all?
Hold on. Just let me move.
No, I guess
here.
You can't.
No,
because no, you're not watching FakoTube. That's right. I'm just looking at the screen that shows that. The article. He's just saying things. There's no elaboration of the program at all. He hasn't said anything is happening. He doesn't really say when it's going to come out. He just says that's what they're going to do. So,
yeah.
It's just pie in the sky BS.
Yeah, more fantastical, Santa Claus stories, in my opinion, as well. I mean, they do everything and anything to keep the story, no matter what kind of variation, going.
We are now in a super exciting program where we inject mRNA in people's hearts after a heart attack to grow back new blood vessels and revascularize the heart, he says. He did not elaborate on the nature of the program. That's it. You know, that would be false advertising if most companies said stuff like that. If I said I have a magic car that will be out that we're working on, and even if we're a flying car, if I said we have a flying, we're working, to me it's in the same category. But if I had no hope of ever making that flying car, that to me should be illegal, I think.
Yeah, I mean,
because that would pump up the stock price, because people think, oh, wow, that's exciting. Let's get into that stock because this company is going to come up with a flying car. But that's total. If it's a total lie, I don't think it's even allowed in the investment world, is it?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I think it's all BS myself, but. Okay, wow.
I hope we have flying cars. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, but people would just crash into each other, so I'm not too sure it'd be a great idea.
Probably.
Yeah. Unless they could figure out a way to keep them apart. I don't know exactly how you'd create roadways in the sky. I know we have them for airplanes, but those are highly trained and very limited quantities of planes. You can imagine thousands and thousands of planes heading downtown, little planes.
That would be awesome.
I can't see how that would work without some kind of automatic guidance system where they all just lined up with a computer and you couldn't do anything, like kind of like bumper cars where you're limited to a track.
Yeah.
What else happened in the Died Suddenly news? Were you on the Stu Peter show?
I was, yeah.
Where can we find that? Because I'm looking on Died Suddenly. I don't see it.
Just go. You won't find it on Died Suddenly because for obvious reasons, but you'll find it on Rumble on his Stu Peters. Here, let me send you. Here. You'll find it on Rumble.
I might be subscribed to Stu Peters. Here he is.
Yeah, so okay. If you scroll down, you'll see the Dites Only News interview.
Okay. Da, 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 da. Here we go. And does this look it? Like, does this look like it? By the way, Rumble's actually slow to load now compared to FakoTube.
It is, yeah. I was on Rumble today for some whatever it was and see a video, and yeah, I found it slow too. It took a while to load.
That's
months later, he was vaccine accepted. I don't want you talking.
Is this the show?
I don't know.
Oh, wait, that's 3 minutes here. That's not the show.
Yeah, it should be something like, I don't know, 20, 15 minutes or whatever it was.
Is that your show? Is that your website, diedsuddenly.info?
Nope, that's Stu Peters. He's coming out with a documentary.
Oh, that's what I'm looking at. Okay, did you send me the link? Yeah, you did. You did not. You did.
Did you want a link?
I think so, because I don't see it right off the top, and I know you're not looking at the screen. What day was it?
I will get you the link, my man. Just 1 second here. Just let me go. Oh, let me see here. I'm going to get you that link.
Was it okay. 2 days ago? Was it the 11th?
No. I have no idea. And the reason why I have no idea is because... I don't watch any of my interviews, including yours. I can't stand my voice.
Okay.
So,
but do you remember when you did it?
No. No, I don't remember any of that. Here, I'm getting you the link now.
Okay. He has He has a ton of stuff. So it's hard
to... Oh, shit. Where the hell did it go?
Are you on a new microphone, by the way? Because you're a little muffled.
Nope. How about now? Better?
Well, sometimes it sounds pretty good, but other times it's kind of muffled.
Do I have a nice voice?
No, it's just muffled. Your microphone is a little muffled. I'm just wondering, because I know you said you were going to get another mic.
I did. This is my newest version.
Okay. I think your other... What did you use for another... What was your other mic like?
It was like a Sony, like the ones that wrap around your ears. I use it for cycling.
Oh, that's what you used before. Okay. It was actually a little more clear.
Really?
I think so.
See here. Oh, here it is. I found it.
Okay. I'll put that in today's show notes.
Do you want the one with Children's Health Defense as well, Bobby Kennedy?
Yes, yes, yes. Is that on Rumble too?
No, I'll send you the direct link for that. So just give me a second here. I'm going to message Fakeologist.
Okay. Yeah,
there you go.
So we're going to do show note number one. Okay, so we're getting it in the Discord. Okay. So this is number one. Okay.
Just give me a second and I'll find the Children's Health Defense one for you.
Okay, it was October 11th.
I'm trying to find it here.
So that'll be show note number one if you're following along. We'll watch a bit of that. Stu Peters, the
okay, here I
but of course, you know, nobody just dies for no reason. There's
Stu's
always
good
a cause.
Content here.
Oh, I sent you the Children's Health Defense one as well.
Okay.
Here not to go. Ask questions. Media outlets like ours are being told the same thing. We're just supposed to bury our loved ones quietly.
Stu seems all upset about it.
Worries of the hundreds of thousands of vaccine injuries and deaths.
Okay, there you are there.
Where else?
So there's Tiago. All right. You're in a chair this time. No computer screens.
Thousands, potentially millions of other families.
Okay, and the... CHD, Children's Health Defense. Oh, who's Pauly Tomei? Is that Canadian or U.S.?
She was in the movie Vaxxed. The videos of people dropping
down, and we hear from our family members.
Okay, is she with
the AI program copies exactly what they're doing?
Yeah. So yeah, she's both.
Stories as well. You've got them.
Nova Scotia, Canada.
Okay, so that was a long one, 38 minutes. Boy, another buffering video platform. Interesting. I dare say FakoTube does a pretty good job compared to some of these other sites. Okay, well, how did that interview go?
It was good. I mean, they were great. Kennedy organization, they're pretty cool. They're laid back, chilled out, no stress. So, yeah, I actually preferred dealing with them the most. They were actually really cool.
And the Give, Send, Go. Wow, you're almost at your goal. $23,000.
Yep. Is it? Oh, fuck, I haven't even looked at it in a little while.
What are you going to do when you hit 25? Are you going to raise the ceiling?
No, I got to pay some programmers, get Velocet in there as well.
Okay.
We got to, you know, starting to build a platform. I don't know. You're the 15th person who's told me to raise the ceiling.
No, I just wondered. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't look, this is the first time I've ever done anything like this, but, you think that's a good idea? If so, why?
Well, I guess it just depends. I've seen it done before. People that get close to the ceiling, they keep raising it. I don't know what it means if it goes over the ceiling. I don't know if the thing stops. I don't know either.
What are the viewers? What are Jacques think and some of the viewers? Should I raise it to 30 or 40 or whatever? Because I've had a few people tell me that. I'm not sure. Psychologically, if that makes a difference, or I have no idea.
You got lots of comments here on your Give, Send, Go. Thank you for doing what you're doing and by getting off the worst sensor platform in the world. Hope to see you on the high wire. Sending you hope and blessings. You get a lot of support. Universal light will shine through. Bravo, vaxrisk.org. Well, a lot of people want to see this happen. That's pretty good. Lots of... have you talked to Steve Kirsch? It says here, glad to hear Steve Kirsch in the back. I guess you did go on that show, didn't you?
Yeah, he was one of the first, I think the first one, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, so I'm just showing the screen while I'm being silent here, so people hopefully can see that. Just looking at the group screen, okay. And we've got about 10 people on the live stream tonight. Again, sorry guys that the audio's not working tonight. I can't even stream the audio because it's not accepting what I think is a valid password, so something else must be messing with my connection on the audio, but the FakoTube is working perfectly tonight, so I'm grateful for that. And Diego and I are on the Fakeologist Discord server right now for our audio connection. If you want to join the Discord, just go to fake11.com/Discord, and you just do a voice verification to make sure you are who you say you are, and that's all it takes. And also, if you like the show, you can email me. Just go to fakeologist.com/contact. That's got all my contact info, and including my email, so you can contact me there as well. Well, what else have you been following, Tiago, in the last week? regarding.
No, usually I've been so busy this last week. Usually I actually pop into FacoTube quite a bit during the week, at least two or three times a day. I'll go in there and just peruse through, you know, videos that I like watching, for certain people that I like watching, like Dr. Cowan, Amanda Vollmer, and et cetera, Northern Tracy. But yeah, but I've been so busy this past week. And then today, I remember today, I was like, oh man, I got to get on Restream. I got to purchase it. But I'm going to do this tomorrow. I'm going to try it again tomorrow. And I'm sure we'll get this all up and going, because we have a lot of people. We have, now we're up to 7,000 or 8,000 new members a day. And this next time that you and I do this podcast next Thursday, I want to have over 1,000 people watching. That's my goal.
Yeah, maybe we'll get a couple good callers. If we get too many callers, we can just run them through real quick, give them 5 minutes to tell their story, and then boom, go to the next one.
Yeah. We got it. We'll make them quick, you know, 5 minute segments of each person. I think it'll work pretty good.
Well, that's what we'll be working on this week. Hopefully we won't get stymied. This week we're completely stymied, which is amazing. You know, we've been trying for weeks and weeks. You finally get everything lined up and then their site goes down. Just one thing after the other. Hurricanes, website problems. It just doesn't seem to, just no rest for the wicked for us.
Yeah, it's this. I don't know what it is. There was an outage too on was it Yahoo? I think one of the big platform things. There was a huge outage as well. People couldn't get into their email addresses and all this kind of stuff. So I don't know. Things are a little weird lately.
Well, I think there's a website called Down Detector. And a lot of times people leave comments on that. So if we go to Restream, Down Detector is a pretty good website where they supposedly have real-time monitoring. And I don't know if we can type in Restream.io and see. Well, that didn't bring anybody up. Well, that's interesting. Nobody cares about Restream. What if I just type in the word Restream? Does that work? Nope. Wait. Okay, yeah, their problems started at 7:15, just before our show.
Really?
Isn't that crazy? So I just submitted a report.
Not shocked is saying, move the goalpost and build the platform you want. All right. That's cool. Not shocked. Thank you, man. I always look for other people's opinions on stuff like this, especially stuff that I have no experience with.
Yeah, that's wise.
How about you? What's been going on with you? Is there any major news or fakeology type stuff that you guys encountered this past week?
Oh my goodness, it's been a busy week for that. We had an alleged police shooting in Innisfil, which is near Barrie. You know that part of the hoax code is 33 and they're magic numbers. We've discussed that together. So one of the cops was 33. And the other one was on the force for 33 years. That was the first thing I heard on the radio, because I listen to traffic to get across Toronto. Traffic is so bad in Toronto, back to normal now. So if you don't listen to traffic, you might be stuck on the wrong route. You got to be really on top of it. And we have a helicopter that flies around most of the day in Toronto, so it's pretty good that they can see stuff for quite a distance and give you good reports. And when I turned on that station, that was what I heard. 233s in a row. And I didn't even hear of the story. I'd heard that there were some highways around Toronto closed for a procession. And I thought, what procession? This is in the morning. I thought, what procession is going? I didn't hear about a procession, because usually it's somebody, either a dignitary like Trudeau, when they bring him down from the airport, going anywhere, they close a highway, which to me is insane. Yeah. They close the highway in the middle of the day, for even for 5 minutes. You know how that can mess traffic up. And I'm thinking, what if an ambulance has to transport someone and you close the highway because this dignitary doesn't want anyone around him? Is that right? Do you think that's a good thing? That
no, absolutely not a good thing. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous to shut down a whole highway for these clowns. Really, why are we still calling people kings and queens and princes and all this ridiculousness?
So if you're having a heart attack and you're a paramedic trying to drive me to the hospital and you can't get on the highway because somebody closed it for 10 minutes, well, a guy has to rush downtown in a black limousine to go to a meeting, and I die thanks to you not being able to get me to the hospital because you can't get on the highway. I mean, that's the thing that goes through my mind. It's just ridiculous. But anyway, yeah, so there was a funeral procession for one of the cops that died on the scene. And this is at night. So there's already a procession in the morning? Does that make any sense? Doesn't make any sense to me. Yeah.
No, me neither. Yeah.
So they're making these events go so fast that you don't even have time to react. Like, nothing happens that fast in real life. Like, if there's a crime scene, do you think they clean up the crime scene and already have the guy at the morgue in a few hours? Or, unfortunately, if someone's dead, they leave, I would say, the crime scene intact while people, senior investigators, can get there, even if it means leaving a body there for a while, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it happen. I've been on murder scenes, and
they don't just cart everyone away if they're declared dead at the scene, do they?
No. They got a lot of investigation, and there's quite a bit of paperwork, and they just don't cart the body off just like that.
They literally have to wait for a lead investigator to come by, and he doesn't want anyone walking around the scene, does he?
The only time where they will take the body right away generally is if it's somebody that's elderly, mm-hmm. who's expected to die already.
Right.
The police have been in contact with the family physician. We will come there. We will make the assessment, make sure they're dead, and then we will take them. That's the only time it happens right away.
Who has to pronounce death? Can you as a paramedic?
We can as paramedics. Yeah. Yeah.
So you don't need to wait for the coroner?
No.
So a paramedic has the authority to declare, pronounce death.
Yeah, and the caveat to that is we do it through our base hospital physician. So, for example, you go onto a patient or a person's house, you find them dead. Let's say it's little granny, she's dead. I'll call the base hospital physician. There's always one on call 24/7 at the base hospital. In Toronto, it'll either be Sunnybrook or St. Michael's Hospital. Call them up, say, yep, this is Tiago. Here's my number, 5827. This is what I got. We confirmed asystole on the ECG. They'll say, okay, go ahead and pronounce. And then that's it. We get their name, their number, and then our
paperwork. So that's the formality part of it. That's the formality.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you're not a doctor, but you're relaying information, and he's...
Yeah.
Like, of course, you could pronounce. You don't really need to do that, but that's the officialdom of it. Okay.
Yeah.
But if it's a crime scene where there's maybe some unknown situation, a young person, say a 33-year-old, I don't think they're...
Yeah, that's police. That'll be a police matter then. Then we wait for the police to come. They'll get a hold of the coroner and their lead investigators. Yeah, and then the body at that point is not touched, because what ends up happening is, for my paperwork, I got to actually draw everything out on the paperwork and, put everything, like if there was, cocaine by his side or a gun or, basically I got to, draw out that murder scene on the paperwork. And the body in that scenario, they're not going to take it right away.
So there wouldn't be a funeral procession at 8 a.m. in the morning the next day.
No, I find that super highly. That's like, nah, man, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's why I was stunned. And then I think they did another one when the second guy was pronounced at the hospital. So that was crazy. So that was this week here in Toronto. So I thought, wow, COVID must be over, because these kind of stories were put on hold for a couple of years because everyone was just too distracted with COVID. They really wanted to pound that message in. When that kind of story occurs, then in the news, then you know that they burned out the COVID story. So
yeah, I mean, they'll move on to a new event as usual when this event is flamed out. And they'll just move on to something different.
Now, these are local events. You're not going to hear about this in Halifax. You're not going to hear about this in Los Angeles. You guys have your own events. So this is not going to go worldwide, but it's meant for a local audience, I think. But they make it happen so fast that you don't even have a chance to catch your bearings. It just happens, and then the next story comes the next day. It's already gone.
Yeah, I mean, for two police officers to be shot or whatever, how they were, I don't even know how they were killed. But and then like in the evening, and then the next more early in the morning, they're having a funeral procession. That's a little
hasty.
That I don't believe. Yeah, I don't believe that.
Right. Anyway, that was the big story I saw here. I've been covering the Kiev, the whole Kiev-Russia conflict, which is more of illusion warfare. We're finding out green screens, crisis actors. We've got a really good reporter, deconstructionalist called Les Luther, who I'm following on Twitter. And I put a couple of his videos up on FakoTube. And what else? I did some clipping of some other videos that I've been listening to regarding the nuke hoax. I'm really trying to let people know that the nuke hoax, nuclear science, nuclear bombs, nuclear everything is a hoax. So I put Nuke Lies, which is one of the most important videos you can watch, which expresses the idea that the footage we were shown from the 50s or even the 40s where they allegedly tested nuclear bombs is all fake. It's all models. They never likely blew anything up other than TNT in the water, and they used all kinds of enhancements to show this mushroom cloud with all kinds of problems with the cloud movement. So I put that on the top of FakoTube, and it's now getting some major hits. I find when I put a video on the top, it gets more attention than it would if it gets rolled down the scroll of the different videos, because I put quite a few videos up, as you know.
Mm-hmm. Which is great.
Yeah,
I love watching them.
Oh, I'm glad. I appreciate that. We are getting a lot of action, that's for sure. They get even more action if I put them on the blog as well, because I think what happens is a lot of people don't subscribe to the video feed at FakoTube, but they are on my blog. So if you go to my blog, on the right side, if you don't want to, what you can do is subscribe to the blog via email on the right. Somewhere here, okay, it just says here, enter your email address to subscribe to our mailing list. So you're going to get the blog posts by email. So anytime there's a new post, you're going to get an email. So that's how 1,200 people are receiving the information if they choose not to go to the blog. And so that's... So I've got a video on the Unabomber. Do you remember the Unabomber?
Ted Kaczynski. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't even think the guy existed personally. I think it was a story they created. And I found some old video of not too many people really talked about the whole thing. I found some old videos.
He's in the Supermax.
Yeah, he's in a place that we can't verify he even exists. So yeah, he's in Supermax, and I believe it's
in Florence, Colorado. Yeah,
right.
Super ADX maximum prison. Yeah,
right. Which I don't think anyone's in there personally. I think it's where they hide all their fake super criminals.
It's possible. I have no idea. I heard it's I don't know. They housed Sammy the Bull Gravano in there, the former underboss of the Gambino crime family, and then he was out on YouTube you know, discussing his stay at the Super ADX. So he was there quite a number of years in solitary confinement. I don't know, you know, whether it's real or not, who knows? I don't know. But apparently that's where they house the baddest, the worst of the worst.
Yeah, I say no. I say no, there's no one. There's no one in there. And so,
I'd like to go check it out.
Yeah, I would too, but I'm sure you can't, which is the whole point. So,
yeah,
it's the whole point. There's no way to verify it.
What do you think's in there?
Nobody. I don't think there's any super criminals. I think most of them are illusions. Illusions. They don't exist. Now, they might have an actor who walked by a camera once or twice, like Paul Bernardo. But they're not in prison because it's a psyop. But anyway, these guys don't really. These two videos I have here, LaRouche on the Unabomber Part 1 and LaRouche on the Unabomber Part 2. These guys don't really understand the psyop angle, but they do discuss who is behind this story. And as usual, it's the elite. It's the people on the top. It's the opso elites, as I call them, obsoletes. They're the ones that are using and fund these eco warriors because they hate people and they don't want any kind of progress to what they think is further the human race. So I found it a really good discussion. I can't remember where I found it, but it was probably referred to me because a lot of my good tips are referrals. So thanks anyone who wants to refer anything you think is a candidate for FakoTube. I will consider it. And this other video I posted, it's about 2 hours. I listened to it mostly, but I also watched a bit. And it's from 1993. And these guys were talking about what was coming. They said there's going to be a vaccine and cashless society by 2000. So they in 1993, they thought it would happen within 7 years. But they were just off by probably 20 years. But this is Jordan Maxwell and Anthony. What's his name? Anthony got cut off here. Let me just see if the whole Anthony Hilder. Anthony Hilder. I'm going to put that here in the description. Anthony Hilder died a couple of years ago, but he was a music producer, or Hollywood producer, and he was talking about this back in the day. So let's just play a bit of this. If we can turn off the mute and you can hear what they were saying.
The Anthony Hilder died a couple to begin years ago, to establish the new
he
world
was
order.
A music
and that's
producer,
why the stakes
Hollywood
are so high.
Producer.
It's not just Kuwait. It's not just Iraq. It is a question far more fundamental than that. It is a question if, in fact, an allied coalition, 28
you remember
nations...
Dan Quayle? Are you old enough to remember Dan Quayle?
Yeah.
Do you remember how he was accused of being a dummy?
Yep.
I never thought he was really a dummy at all. I didn't see much evidence of that, but man, he was a genius compared to what they got now. So, I think
Now we got Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah, it's
just deploying forces in the Persian Gulf. Cannon.
War has been declared against you, your family, your child.
So this is Anthony Hilder. He's pretty good.
Your mother. There isn't anything that you have or ever hope to have that they're not planning on taking away. I'm talking about the oligarchy of evil that controls this country. The American dream is over. The American nightmare is here. 26 years ago, I produced a set of albums called the Illuminati CFR, which addressed this issue.
So that's pretty good. In 1965, by my math, he created this album about the CFR. What does that stand for? It's just slipping my mind right now. Council on Foreign Relations, the internationalists, the globalists. So this guy was pumping this for a long time. Now, he's not the only one, but he really nailed it in this video. You got to watch this. This is not reverse engineered. This is not a video they created today to make look like it was from the 90s. He was talking about Clinton. I don't remember him because I wasn't looking into it back in the day, but this was a good video. So if you have some time, put this on in the background. Just listen to it as you're cycling. If you want,
yeah.
You don't have to watch it because it's mostly a talk show, But they did flash some interesting
which talked
pictures.
About a group of people that were Masons, that were maniacal, that had organized to put together a global government upon the...
Now, I wonder, does anyone have this album? Because actually, I wouldn't mind listening to it. I can't really read it. It says Illuminati Volume Something. But if anyone has a copy of this, or maybe it's out there, maybe I should look it up. Illuminati by Anthony Hilder. But really interesting. Jordan Maxwell was on here. He recently died this year. Ironically, IPS, who is another fantastic podcaster that we had on this week, and tons of hits on that program. Mm-hmm. How many people listen to that? I'm getting some severe numbers of hits here, by the way, which I'm really grateful for. Thanks to all the sponsors of FakoTube that help duplicate this site around the world. Let's see here. I interviewed Tim Osman. He came on just at the last minute. Over 7,000 views. Now, I think half of them are his. He has a huge audience, so half of them are probably his audience. But that was it was just an off-the-cuff discussion. He was calling in on a bad internet line, so he kept cutting out, so it wasn't the best audio, but... Mm-hmm. Man, this guy is right on the cutting edge. And I've made many clips of his shows, and they are also on FakoTube. If you just have 2 minutes and want to hear some good stuff, you can. So, yeah, we've been pretty busy. Pretty busy. So you have a lot to catch up to, my friend.
I do, and I want to have a really good, show next week, like an hour and a half. And we're going to get this Restream thing sorted out.
Yeah, it says Illuminati Records. Rest in peace. So somebody...
Hello, Matthew Williams here with a quick video and a sad video to say that Anthony J. Hilder...
So here's someone who did a tribute to him.
Some
put
of you
a link
may
to
have
this one.
Met Anthony J. Hilder or seen his lectures or seen.
I guess a few people understand what a legend this guy was. But it's pretty strange that I went all this time without knowing who this guy was, which is pretty crazy. But I guess you can't know everybody. So I'll put a link to that. That's show note number 4. Had you ever heard of him?
Never. First time.
Anthony Hilder. So here's maybe this is his record. Truth Seekers, the Secret Vault. Okay. Illuminati lecture. So I wonder what he did from the 60s, though. I would have liked to hear what his...
My goodness, what a fantastic group we have here.
Are you performing with Moloch today?
Yes, I am.
Wow.
Well, I found that over there, and it just seemed appropriate that it would be up here. How does the song go? The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things, of shoes, of ships, of sealing wax.
I am very grateful for anyone that mics themselves properly. And that sounds like a really good audio, so I'm going to listen to that one, too. So I've got some homework now that I found someone else to look up. So Anthony Hilder. I'm going to see if I can find his really old Illuminati thing and post that one as well. All right, well, there's no caller-inners tonight, which doesn't surprise me because we only have our regular crowd here.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Next week we'll do a nice grand show for everybody, and my goal is to have over 1,000 people in there. I've wanted to do that for quite a long time, so hopefully technology will agree with us next week, and see what we can do. And I'm gonna go have some dinner. It's almost 11 o'clock here. I still haven't eaten dinner.
All right. Well, thanks for joining. Thanks for bearing with me, and hopefully we'll have our technology sorted. It's been a rough couple days for everybody.
That's
so.
All right.
Thank God the backup to FakoTube works, so I'm grateful for that. So thank you, Tiago, for joining, and have a good week, and we'll just let me know how you're making out. If you can get connected during the week, we might want to do a test run, because there is...
Oh, yeah, we definitely have to do a test run, yeah.
Yeah, there's only one extra step. Once you connect your once you set up your Restream, then to connect should be quite easy. The link I gave you tonight, you should be able to just use that to connect to me. I haven't done it before because I'm always the one that issues that, but it should be straightforward, and you can do your homework and figure out where to put it, where to paste it and Restream. It should be pretty easy though. So
sounds good, my man.
All right, take care. All the best.
Thanks for having me.
All right, good stuff. Take care, and thanks everyone for hanging in. It was rough audio, I know. I apologize. Remember, this show is user funded. It's value for value. What does that mean? That means you pay whatever you think the show is worth. You think it's worth a dollar a month? Dollar a month. All you have to do is go to fakeologist.com/donate, plug in a dollar. That's how we're funded. No advertisers. We don't get any ad revenue from YouTube. We're not on there. We're only on our own platform, which does cost money, FakeoTube. And you get your name and lights up on the donor page. Of course, if you don't want to be on the donor page, just say, leave me off, and I'll do that too. Sorry for all the people that are still connected to our audio streams and are listening to a past show. I know that sucks, but hang in there, and we'll get this thing back in shape. All right, everybody, have a good night, and hopefully the audio chat will be working by the weekend. But right now.